We're reading on the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume A, Part 3, page 121, item 6. We may ask questions in Kabla TV. Relevant questions will be aired. Item 6.
Intentions should be the same intentions in order to reach adhesion with the upper force that will govern us. Also in thought, speak, and action, in the depth of our common heart. Go ahead.
Item 6. Between the spirituality of man and man's guf, there is Bchinat Revi'it Dam in the Nefesh, which consists of both. The Nefesh is spiritual, and the Revi'it Dam, where the Nefesh clothes in, is Guf. Again, between the spirituality of man and man's Guf, there is Bchinat Revi'it Dam in the Nefesh, which consists of both. The Nefesh is spiritual, and the Revi'it Dam, where the Nefesh clothes, is Guf. Item 6. Between the Bchina of spirituality and the Bchina of Guf, there is also one Bchina that consists of both. It is Bchinat Revi'it Dam of the Nefesh, for it has the last Nitzotz, spark of the Nefesh, being the Revi'it of the Nefesh, meaning Nefesh de Nefesh, and hence the name Revi'it. That Nitzotz clothes the above-mentioned Revi'it Dam, and it is all one, as it is said, as it says, for the blood is the life, said about this Revi'it Dam. Dam is blood. This Revi'it Dam is the better part of all the aforementioned four Bchinot of the Guf, where each part is divided into four. It is the first and the top Revi'it from the perspective of the Atzmut of the Mochin, which is the vitality inside it, being the Dam that expands in them to revive them. All the roots of the above four Bchinot are in that Revi'it in the upper Dam, because it is the middle between spirituality and the Guf, and consists of both. Certainly the will to receive, which is called guf, body, it must have a root above that guf, because if it is existence out of absence, even though it is from the absence, it exists, and therefore there must be before him some source where he stems from, that revives him, begets him. It's reason. It must be, nevertheless. And here it is a very subtle question. How can it be that, on the one hand, it is totally from the absence, and how can this be that from the total absence, and on the other hand, something should be before him in order for him to come from somewhere. And about this he says that there is an average between the nefesh and guf, between the will to bestow and the will to receive, which is called revi'it of the dam, revi'it dam. Meaning, in the level of the light, there are lights, yechida, chaya, neshamai, ruach, nefesh, and in the nefesh, there are, again, chaya, neshama, ruach, nefesh, meaning nefesh de nefesh, and this nefesh de nefesh is the reason for the emerging of the will to receive from the absence. We will see what it is. These things are certainly, they run away from your illustration, from your depiction, from your perception, but it's good to know that there's something in the border between something that is depictable and something that is gone. You depict it again and it's gone again. One should feel this border. Understand that he doesn't understand. Grasp that he doesn't grasp. To be on the border is good. It expands your perception. Go on. Item 50 relates to nefesh of the nefesh. Nefesh too has four b'chinot, chub tum, of its own, which expand from malchut herself, and nefesh in nefesh is clothed in malchut de malchut. Again, item 50, small item 50. Nefesh too has four b'chinot, chub tum, of its own, which expand from malchut herself, and nefesh in nefesh is clothed in malchut de malchut. Item 7. Between the guf and the levushim, there are b'chinot se'arot and tziponaim of man, which contain both. Between the levushim and the b'chinat bayit, there is a median, which is ohalim, tents. Again, between the guf and the levushim, there are b'chinot se'arot and tziponaim of man, which contain both. Between the levushim and the b'chinat bayit, there is a median, which is ohalim. Item 7. Also, there is a median between the second b'china and the third, which is the se'arot and the tziponaim of Adam. As it is known, that this was the preliminary levush of Adam. They stick to the O of Adam and are like the goof of Adam itself. But when they leave, these se'arot become a levush, like the ones made from goat and sheep wool. Moreover, even when they are attached to the goof of Adam, they are like a malbush, like animals and beasts whose hair is their clothes. The example for that is Adam HaRishon, regarding the Tziponaim. We also find in Nebuchadnezzar, whose clothes were this, as it says, till his hair was grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. Also, between the Levushim and the Bayit, there are ohalim, made of wool and flax, which are levushim, that are used in houses too. This b'china of the ohalim requires further scrutiny if it is so or is something else there.
Okay, Baal HaSulam doesn't want to get into it. Also, the Ari doesn't elaborate on it if we'll go to the Tree of Life. He just wants to explain to us that this mediate Bechina has to be in each and everything. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to rise from one degree to another. There is something that transforms us from one degree to another. How is it usually called? The one transferring us from one degree to another? More? How does the Zohar call it? The donkey driver. The mechamer. The one who passes the chomer, the matter. Who passes the transform the matter? The light, the upper illumination should come to the world to receive and to transform it from one state to another. There is nothing other than the light and the desire. Don't get confused. Rather, there is a special illumination that comes to the desire, and its role is to transform it from one state to another, and it is called the mechamer, or the donkey driver, because it is working on the matter every time it upgrades it. So first of all, calm down. You should always try to bring down things to simple rules. If it is complicated, never mind. Right, Amnon? You have such big systems, but it all consists of iron. That's it. So you have few ventilators or... I forgot the name of it. But all in all, these are 10 components, and that's it. Here too, 10 sfirot. Okay, well...
How is the median b'china revealed between guf and ruchani, spirituality in the work?
Which guf, which body, which spirituality?
We read here that it's a median b'china.
We're always working on the body, on the will to receive. So,
the passage, he says that there is a passage between the guf and spirituality.
Meaning between the light and the kli, between the will to receive and the will to bestow. Which connections can we make here so that the will to receive will receive a greater quality of bestowal, more and more? Do tell me, what are you asking about exactly? Do you understand what light is?
I can imagine it.
So I will tell you, don't imagine. It's very simple. The light is a will to receive in a higher degree than where I am. Do you hear that?
Yes.
It's a will to receive which is in a higher degree from where I am with respect to me. This is what the light is. I don't know what the light itself is. I call that light. Oh. What is Neranchai? This is a will to receive which receives different qualities, different abilities to work in bestowal, to work in bestowal. If the upper one shows me that he with his kelim then perform actions of bestowal, then for me this is light. I never perceive the light itself. I perceive some phenomena inside my desire, inside my kelim. Also now when we perceive reality.
So what are these median b'chinot?
So now you can understand that also the mediate b'china, it is the mediate between the upper one and the lower one. This is the achap of the upper one, or the average b'china. This is the mechamer, the donkey driver. And the light that appears on us, this is the achap of the upper one. Only we're saying, no, through the achap of the upper one, the light comes to us. I want to emphasize by this that I receive from him the impression from of the achap of the upper one. So I say that. But all we feel are kelim. And all we bestow is with the kelim. Therefore, with our group, when we influence each other, we can start doing actions. Think about it. Perhaps I'm being more precise than before, but we should start doing it already. Now we have the intensity, the power to absorb it. Okay, Maurice, good morning, Maurice. Good morning, Be'er Sheva. Good morning, the Galilee. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, dear friends, World Kli. Honorable guests, certainly our friends in the Golan, and Tzvika asked me to bless everybody in his name. So it's an innovation. He asked me to bless everybody in his name also. I'm not alone in this blessing.
What, is he so modest? Well, recently he entered this state of inner righteousness. He's going through an inversion. But that's fine. Everybody are going through very complicated situations, including myself and even my family. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good cleanup from everything that is happening. we should see it as great help.
With your permission, I would like to bless a few more friends we stumbled upon when we came early from Dnepropetrovsk. So these are the Cavaliers. They are with us, and it was fun to see, to receive them at 2 a.m. It's a real pleasure. With your permission, a question about what we are learning. You just explained about the topic of the median b'chinot, which are se'arot and tziponaim. My question is about the 13 corrections of dikna that we learn we should do. Are these at a median b'chinot between the rosh ha'partzuf and the guf? Is there a relation between them?
No. What we're saying about immediate b'chinot, is that a way to say it? They're in us. We have root 1, 2, 3, 4, b'chinot, degrees of aviut, coarseness, and between one degree to another, when we jump, we totally change. It is like you had a software, or you deleted the previous software and you inserted a new software instead. So much so that the software that you had before, well, all you used to do was type. Now it's a visual software where you're editing movies, and then instead you replace it with another software, which is a 3D software, games, or I don't know what. So the connection between the softwares does not exist. These are 10 new sefirot every time. This is why in the Zohar he calls it a new heaven, a new earth. So how do we really invert from one state to another? So he says that there's a degree which is in between, immediate degree between the upper one and the lower one, which the achap of the lower one can nullify itself, the achap of the upper one also nullify themselves towards the lower one, but they show the lower one what he has to reach. The lower one nullifies himself towards the upper one, and then the upper one raises him. So there is this correlation, adaptation, where everyone gives up on his own self, nullifies himself, and in this neutral state, he makes contact with the one adjacent to him, the upper one with the lower one, the lower one with the upper one. And by this, they build the mediate form. It's mediate because it is comprised from both, but we have to clarify what it means in spirituality, that it is comprised of the two of them. So let's say, what does it mean that it is comprised from two, like in our case? Se'arot, hairs. Meaning there is body, guf, and there are hairs, se'arot. Se'arot come from the word soer, meaning stormy. These are surplus of desires that we cannot realize and insert into our body. So the hairs should have grown into the body. This is what they were supposed to do. But these are surpluses which the body emits because it cannot exist. Same thing with the hairs and nails. On the other hand, there's also a difference between those things, because there's a different, because from the hairs of the anime degree, we can turn it into clothing for the speaking degree. Animals, they don't need any clothing. People do. So by using clothing of the anime degree, we rise further up and we become Adam, human beings. From the hairs, from the clothing of hairs of animals, he makes it into a clothing for himself. So from hairs, from feather of animals, we also make tents, ohalim, so a more external form on the will to receive. And he says that this is the mediate bechina between each and every bechina. Like he told us then about the corals, the dog of the field, the monkey, ape. So now he's talking about hairs, nails, and more. in everywhere, in every degree. And when we later, when we later read the Zohar, well, you will start distinguishing between how the Zohar is talking about different degrees, in which painting. I'm not talking about the language of Kabbalah in the Zohar, I'm talking about the language of the Midrash. So how it speaks about different degrees, and how the Zohar speaks about those averages, the meted degrees between the degrees, because the meted degree, or the, it's the mechamer, the donkey driver. These are extremely important things, because we cannot do with them. When you're in a degree, you're already there. To rise to another degree, so you're already there. But to ascend, that is the main thing. So the means of how we scrutinize them, which type of kosherness we have in those things. Kosherness also in terms of how kosher it is that you can definitely reach above. And also in terms of the connection and how kosher, meaning how strong it is and how much you are connected to it, to hold on to it, so that it will elevate you. We will see that. This is actually a practical Kabbalah. This is how we are indeed working on our corrections.
Thank you very much, Rav.
Now let Zvika ask, finally. Fine, fine.
No, if you weren't, if you wouldn't speak of it, I wouldn't speak of it also, but you saw, we know that here, Se'arot, I know that I'm come from this stormy...
Let's say Esav, okay? He had plenty of hairs. Meaning this is a state of a man who reaches great corrections, but he sees that he's incapable of correcting himself. So much so that the great will to receive is revealed in him. It is revealed. This is not a simple thing. This is the left line. And therefore, he is so hairy, so stormy, he's red.
I'm hearing people speaking, and my guys are telling me, we've never felt such a thing. We're in such depression, and never it was like this.
What depression?
Some kind of depression. They are depressed, yes.
Here, with us, here?
Also here.
No, that's wrong. Look at Maurice. He's next to you. He's laughing.
He's laughing because he's taking Ritalin. He's taking a drug. But people are feeling very strange here.
I don't see any reason to. Tell me, which reason do you have to be depressed?
It's not exactly a kind of depression, as you say. It's a heaviness, very heavy.
Where it's the opposite. I see that everyone are flying in the air, really. Look at them.
Guys from abroad are also coming and they're saying the same. And you also said you feel a strange feeling that you'd never...
Strange?
That you don't have a lot.
Strange?
Such feelings. Everybody claims so.
With me, it's always the same thing. Well, first of all, for me it's always like this, really. And I don't feel anything strange, peculiar about it. First of all, each and every state, accept it as it is, that it comes from to me from above. And then I start sorting it out in the degree of this world. And then I have to react like an ordinary person would have react to it. And at the same time, from within, this is exactly the thing and the immediate degree between. Then I have to be included from two bodies, the external body, the way I treat things according to how it is customary in this world, and the inner body, the way I treat it, that it comes from the Creator, and then I compare the two of them. And then I see how I can shift from one state to another, from the uncorrected will to receive to the same degree that was already corrected in me. How can I shift there more and more and more discernments? First of all, to start with, I don't accept anything. I don't accept anything that it is bad. It is only a means for me to ascend. Although people see me, with respect to them, I appear myself in an ordinary way, like everyone usually behave like. But the other part, where I'm working with my internality, that is concealed. It's not revealed to them. So, when they criticize me, they only do it according to my external appearances. I remember that this is how it used to be with the Rabash. I was even amazed how concerned he was for different things, different nonsense, all kind of details, with everything. What, should a person like that behave this way? Until I started realizing that these are two ways of behavior which are entirely different. And it has to be this way. And he also has the immediate bechina between, and then he shifts from one state to another, from one degree to another, from this world also. The higher you rise and the greater you will become, you will start feeling that what is happening in you happens in you because you gather, you collect from everyone, like in the tree of life. How do you call it in Hebrew? It's like this chain reaction. Like in a pyramid, that if you are higher, then everyone beneath you, you absorb everything that they have in order to ascend. So it's not that you are to blame, or your family or relatives are to blame. And it's not that it's happening to you, like it all happens through you. They are gathering you, and then you're included from different problems and deficiencies of this world. This is how it happens. And whether you like it or not, you have to. Otherwise, how you will erase everything above? You have to be absorbed. You have to be absorbed, included, integrated from problems which now exist in the world. And all of a sudden it comes to you and your family in such a way that it drops on you, and that's it, without any, let's say, without any warning, without any reason. The reason is simple. Because you are above, and then you have to receive those deficiencies and to work with them. But at the same time, it's a great work. And you feel that you have to. It's a role. Therefore, you have nothing to cry about yet. But soon enough, I hope, God willingly, you will have a reason to cry.
No, I'm not crying. I'm just mentioning the fact that you're saying that if you say that there's a new Congress after this one, I'm under pressure and anxiety. If you say that there's another Congress, I'm thinking about other things that are going to happen that weren't there before.
Of course, everything happens because of the Congress. You all know what happens to me before Congresses. I'm always sick. Today I'm going through it differently this time, but it doesn't mean anything. This time it's different, more internally, more emotionally. But this is how it is. We come to collect so many deficiencies together from all over the world, and from this year we grew, God willingly, into a very good degree. So now, we gather together, we assemble, and both the deficiencies and the forces come correspondingly. It's a good thing. We feel a great force, a great intensity. Everyone from within are shaped, molded, each and every one, and all of us together. Now let's move on to the next part of the lesson, and then you will be able to ask more questions.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but beforehand, let's sing together.
יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא נועדה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא נועדה יש עוד אהבה בעולם אותה עוד יגלו כולם רק לפתוח צוהר חם היא כבר תמצא לה את דרכה לשם היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא נועדה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא נועדה לא 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 של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל